Hello there. Have you ever climbed up a wall? One day, while some people were sunning on the beach, a boy about 4 or 5 years old walked up and joined them.
You look happy. What's your name?
My name's Mark. What's your name?
I'm Jack, and this is Rita, my wife. How long will you be here?
Just 2 more days and then we'll go home.
By this time, Mark had spotted a pole which supported a tiki torch. Behind the pole was a 6-foot wall. Mark began climbing the pole, hanging on with his little hands and holding his balance with his little feet. He would get up about 3 feet and then fall back into the sand.
What are you trying to do, Mark?
I'm going to the top of that wall.
That's pretty high, Mark. Don't fall and hurt yourself.
I can do it.
Let him try. The sand is soft and boys like to climb. I like his spunk.
Time after time, Mark climbed and fell. But each time he got a little farther up the pole. Then by sheer determination, he got the hang of it and climbed right up to the top of that wall, just like a native climbing a coconut tree. He had conquered his wall. He stood on top and cried out,
"I did it!"
Mark climbed his wall because he would not give up. But there are some things we need God's help on. For instance, how could you get to heaven without God's help? The Bible says, not by the good works we have done, but by God's mercy he saved us. That's why God sent his son Jesus to die on the cross. That little scrambling boy might have climbed a wall, but he couldn't climb all the way to heaven. No sinner can come into God's presence in heaven. But when we ask Jesus to forgive our sins, he will give us a clean heart. Then we can come into God's presence. That's because the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sin. Ask Jesus to forgive all the wrong things you have done and to come into your heart. He loves you. When you receive Jesus into your heart, he gives you everlasting life. This is his gift to you.